speaking.
Okay.
I'll give you time to turn it on.
I started it. All right.
Okay.
So you said that Mayo was, they were not, I guess, militant enough.
They were not militant. They were not radical. And so John was a, this is, who's going to see all this?
I might share it with students, other students in my class, if it's helpful for their paper, but other than that, it could go into the Briscoe Center if you want, you know.
Yeah.
There's a form you can fill out and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Because John, he was about my age, but he became militant in Houston when he was in high school, and he went to New York to study with the W.E.B. Du Bois Club in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very radical organization that would radicalize young people, and they radicalized him, and so he was very knowledgeable in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew what to do. He knew what to ask for and all that. So he knew when we were in Mayo, and Mayo wasn't doing very much of anything, he knew that there was something better out there. And so he looked into California students and asked around about them, and they told him that Mecha was a better organization.
What is
Mexican? Mexicano Estudiantil, Chicano, something like that. It was more radical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we started a Mecha chapter at UT.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when that was?
That was about the same time.
Okay.
I think it was about the same time.
Yeah.
And we started doing that, and that was kind of, we were having so much fun, dude, doing stuff that today we would never be allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of things?
Like starting a radical student organization that,
mm-hmm,
today they would say, no, you can't. You can't have an organization like that. That goes against what we stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And, things like that, like the way we talked about Marxism, Leninism, you know, they wouldn't allow that today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And, the Radical Student Union, it's not even here, is it?
I don't think so.
It doesn't meet? Did those things, they bit you, dude?
Yeah.
You need this. Look, this, when they bite me,